The streets of an American town once again saw protests over police shooting. This time it was in Louisville, with a single indictment against police officer Brett Hankinson on three counts of first-degree wanton endangerment. Two other officers whose weapons were involved in her death were not charged. Charlotte King, chair of the Southern Delaware Alliance for Racial Justice, is part of a state task force looking at police accountability. And we begin with the state attorney general's decision.
Attorney General would come back with a response that we know is going to cause deepening animosity. And I don't think you can make the wrong decision just because the country's in so much trouble. But it was an unfair decision. You know, an honest look, a fair grand jury with all the information certainly would be hopeful. Peaceful protests can last but just so long, and I shouldn't say it because I don't believe in non-peaceful. And the more we do this, the more permission we give to those who are violent. We're talking about those people who are deliberately disruptive. I mean, the country has been primed for violence, total disruption. The divisiveness has gone too far.
What do you make of the situation with the police themselves? One of the officers indicated, wrote some kind of email or communication talking about not only justifying the shooting, but seeing the police as warriors. What do you make of that attitude?
I was reading something recently because I'm trying to do some research on civilian review boards for the new commission. They are trained to be warriors. They are also trained to see citizens as enemies. And you think, what kind of training is that? They are our protection. Yes, we need police.
Do you think, though, that it's simply a matter of training, or is there things, there's something else going on there?
I think that the job of being a policeman is so essential, but also so dangerous, because it's the only career where you put a gun in someone's hand and says, do your job, that you have to vet people. We asked one of the local police chiefs recently at a Zoom meeting, how many of your members, and this was the Bridgeville police chief, how many of your police belong to the KKK? He said, I don't know. I said, but in this time of discord, you really should know. You should know what their attitude is in general. We have developed haters. And we keep saying there's only a few bad apples. Well, then how come it's in the paper every day? These few bad apples is growing.
Do you think that the protests will have any kind of effect? We see public opinion changing. What do you think?
If you could see a positive response to some of the protests, I think it would be so beneficial. If a peaceful protest could lead to a government, you know, your local government, the immediate response in terms of demilitarizing the police. It's not a matter of defunding. You can't defund the police. But you do have to demilitarize the police. I mean, truly, when you look at the police approaching peaceful protesters, you think, they are approaching the enemy. Why do they have on that gear? It's going to cause mayhem, Mr. Rush. I'm fearful. It's going to cause mayhem. How did we get here?
Charlotte King, chair of the Southern Delaware Alliance for Racial Justice. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.